Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello everyone, welcome back to the show. You're listening to 潘吉杰里告诉你。My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny. Hey, Spencer, 最近好多人说你这个每次都说潘吉杰里告诉你。
Just gotta, you know, 强调的告诉。I gotta emphasize that. We're
那我们今天告诉大家什么东西？
告诉大家，we're gonna talk about 母亲节
，Mother's Day。
Mother's Day 快到了。
对，所以跟所有的我们妈妈的听众说一下 ，Happy Mother's Day。
Yeah， 母亲节快乐。
我自己也是一个妈妈，然后那今天我们要说说，就是美国的妈妈和中国的妈妈，我觉得母爱全天下都是一样的、universal, right? A mother's love, your motherly instincts. 但是、其实还是从育儿的风格上面吧 ,like parenting style 可能有一些不一样、就是美国的妈妈、和中国的妈妈。我们今天这期节目呢 ,Spencer 他也要说说他自己啊，因为他在跟他妈妈相处里面、他说他妈妈更像孩子、然后你好像你是更负责任的那一个人、
是 我是照顾我妈妈的、
哎、特别有意思。那今天这个节目如果你想、跟我们的主播互动啊、来问我们一些问题，那更进一步的接触就可以到我们的开言英语微信公众号，开放的开，语言的言，那我们都会在节目的留言里面来跟大家回答来互动。首先说一下母亲节英文当然是
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. So when is it?
It's usually the second, it should be the second Sunday of May.
Second Sunday of May.
I believe so, Jenny.
每个五月的第二个星期日。
That's right.
所以你如果要说母亲节是什么时候，你可以说 when is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Or 英文里面Which day or what's the date? 这两个是不一样的概念，对吧？
Yeah, I mean, date 就是日期的意思。Like, so it's like the actual, you know, 是几号。Like, what date is it, you know?
What date is it? 就是说是几号。
Yeah, and that would, I mean, obviously, because it's the second Sunday of every May, then it would...
it's different.
对，每一年那个日期是不一样。Yeah, so, yeah.
然后如果你问What day is Mother's Day? 这 day 呢就是说是星期几对吧 Sunday.
Yeah, basically asking like what day of the week is it?
反正今年是5月8号啊。然后你要给你妈一个 surprise 吗？因为你会回美国是吧？
Yeah, that's right. 我要给她一个惊喜。
You're such a sweet son, 就是很贴心的儿子。
I try, Jenny.
英文里有没有一个说法就是妈宝？
妈宝。
就是
好像我从来没听过。
妈宝就是一个通常是形容男的，就算他长大like an adult, like a grown up man who listens to whatever his mother says.
I don't listen to whatever she says, but I'll do things to help her out.
Can you say mommy's boy? Like
you can say a mama's boy.
Mama's boy.
Yeah.
妈宝.
I guess I was a bit of a 妈宝. Mama's boy.
但这个是比较 negative, 有一点负面的。
I mean, if someone says to you, oh, you're such a mama's boy, like, it means you're kind of, it means like you're a wimp, 有点弱。
A wimp 就是有点没用，有点窝囊。
Pretty much. I mean, it means you're 很弱, like you're weak, I think. But I mean, if you get older, you know, and you're a grown man and you say, oh, you know, I was a mama's boy, like,You could kind of, you know, 你可以自信地说, you know, you could say with confidence, be like, I love my mom, you know what I mean?
Like, 对，就现在你的理解就是 mama's boy 也不是一定是什么坏事，就代表我很爱我妈，对吧？
Yeah, exactly.
那有没有 mama's girl 的说法？
No, usually there's daddy's girl and,
daddy's girl and
mama's
boy.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
好。那母亲节嘛，当然，我们今天在微信推送里也会分享一些就是美国社交网络上很红的一些漫画啊，这上面有很感人的一些母爱啊妈妈的这些英文，大家也可以分享给自己的妈妈。但是我想问 Spencer, 就是最 typical 最有代表性的一些 Mother's Day celebration 庆祝方式。I feel like in America the dad and the kids, they'll get up early and then make mom breakfast and bring the tray to her room, to her bed.
Yeah, if you live in a movie.
你说这电影里才会发生
的。I mean, yeah, that's quite possible. It could happen. Yeah, it could definitely happen. But that's very...picturesque, Jenny, of being in a movie. But nevertheless, though, I mean, on Mother's Day, you know, people, if you don't bring your mother breakfast in bed, there's a good chance that, you know, you do make her breakfast or you take her out to lunch or, you know what? I mean, it's her day, so...Whatever she wants to do, she can do.
这个说法很好。It's her day, 就这一天就是她的日子，庆祝妈妈的，对吧？
Exactly. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, I know people that have, like, treated their mother to, like, a spa, you know, for the day.
这个现在好像也蛮 popular 的spa treatment. 那当然，如果要送花的话，就是送康乃馨，这个英文怎么说？
Carnation?
Carnation, 所以我们中文的康乃馨是一个 transliteration, 一个音译 对对对。
Okay.
So buy her carnations.
Yeah, buy her carnations, yeah. Yeah, you gotta give your mom some flowers on 母亲节, I think that's a must.
好，那我们接下来再说说就是 American parenting style, 这个妈妈的。当然我们这是有一点以偏概全 we're generalizing, 但是呢总的来说可能American mothers give their kids a little bit more freedom than Chinese mothers.
Yeah, I it seems that way anyway.
就是大家的 stereotype 就是中国的妈妈是特别我们说 hands on.
Yeah, yeah. The Chinese mothers seem to be more of a micromanaging type.
micromanaging 就是什么事就管得很细，
对
吧？
对，管得很细。对，你要做这个，你要做那个。妈妈一直在你背后 ，always behind you, breathing down your neck, saying you gotta do this.
Breathing down your neck 就是一直在唠叨，在你耳边唠叨。
差不多。
唠叨英文可以说。
I mean, 唠叨 is like kind of, yeah, I mean to nag.It's just like, ugh, you always talk. It's like, okay, I got it, mom.
多穿衣服
yeah,
多喝水
Yeah, exactly.
早点结婚
对就
Then you say, my mom is such a nag, or she always nags me.
Or she's a nagger.
She's a nagger, 都可以
Yeah, but a nag, yeah. Mom, don't be such a nag, God.
也可以这样说 don't be such a nag. 就您别再唠叨了是吧 I know you do it because you love me, but please.
Just leave me alone, God.
Don't breathe down my neck.
Exactly.
当然我们就是最爱我们妈妈的所有的 nag.
我妈妈很
It's loving nag, right?
Yeah, I mean, 我妈她特别啰嗦但是我不觉得她是很唠叨的。
那啰嗦英文怎么说?
She's very talkative, loquacious.
Loquacious.
That's a very good word. Loquacious. For those of you out there who are studying for your SATs or GRE and you want to...You know, go to a 国外留学 loquacious, that's a very good word.
高级英文词来了。
But it basically means you're super talkative, you won't shut up.
没有，但我觉得呢，美国的妈妈，当然有很多妈妈也会 you know, they micromanage their what we call the helicopter parents.
Okay.
直升机父母，对吧？就像一个桨，直升机的那个propeller 一直在你头上转。
Yeah, yeah.
但是呢，我觉得美国的妈妈，特别像 Spencer 你这个年纪的人、，Maybe your parents, your mom was a hippie.
Yeah, no, she definitely was. There's no maybe about that.
对，因为我碰到过好几个朋友， 就是他们都说我爸妈就是 hippie. You know, I have hippie parents. 然后他们妈妈就是特别从小给他们特别多的自由， 然后什么什么。就我觉得这个和我们中国是很不一样。
Yeah.
At least my generation, 我的父母都是那种 you know, they tend to be very strict,
yeah,
很严格的这种。
Yeah. 我妈她一点都不严格。
Oh, wow, what was that like?
It's actually awesome. I mean,
很 awesome, 对小孩来说很棒了。
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like my, you know, 就不是说我妈不惯我。You know, she would always say, you know, 她天天会对我说儿子我爱你你是 you know, you're the best, you know, 你是。
所以美国的妈妈真的是从小一直会对小孩就把那个 love 挂在嘴边就 I mean, love you, you're the best.
Yeah, I mean, basically my mom would, you know, would basically say, you could do anything you want, and that's because, it's because you're my son. I believe in you. So like, she would give me... so we call that unconditional love.
就是那个没有条件的爱 unconditional love.
对对就是。But, you know, she gave me the freedom to basically do whatever I wanted for the most part. I mean, there were times if I made a bad decision, she would, you know, 她会给我 她自己的意见 you know, 说哎我觉得你做错了或者怎么怎么样啊。但是 you know, she would still give me the freedom to choose and explore on my own, you know, so.
让你自己去 explore 去发现去寻找
yeah, 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 you know, 我自己喜欢的东西 you know, my own interests.
那我问一下你小的时候 did your mom give you any academic pressure?
No,
学业上的压力
No academic pressure. Neither of my parents really gave me academic pressure. If I did get bad grades, I'd say, now you know you need to do better than that. But other than that, they didn't really give me academic pressure.
就他们不会你每天回家他们会不会说你今天的功课是什么 What's your homework? Have you finished your homework? 然后会不会问
很少说
你要去 study for a test, 你这考试what's your score?
真的很少说really, they didn't really say that. My grandmother might ask me that. Some things my mom did do, though. I mean, she thought it was important that I get involved in sports. So she signed me up for, like, a baseball team when I was a kid. I used to like wrestling, so she signed me up for a wrestling team.
Oh, 你妈鼓励你去摔跤的运动
yeah, 对对摔跤
wrestling.、
Yeah, I also liked, you know, 功夫. So, like, they signed me up for kung fu. And swimming, actually.
就很鼓励你各种 hobby, interest, and being active.
Yeah. And, there were things that she did to, you know,to kind of give me some interests, you know, like, when I was really young, she gave me a drum set.
Yeah. 给你买了一个打鼓的这个一套骨架的
是吧？对对，一套骨架。对。
那我想问一下，你妈妈骂你或者打过你吗？
没有，骂我。I mean, yeah, we've好多次吵架了。I mean, we fought so many times.
You fought? 你们吵架？
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We would argue a lot. Yeah.
我一直觉得在英文里特别难表达，就是骂和打孩子的事儿，因为骂你不能说 did you 骂英文要怎么说
？I mean, 骂 is kind of like to insult somebody or to yeah, 侮辱 yeah, yeah, to like you know talk.You know, oh, you suck, and this is why, you know what I mean? I think ma is kind of
like, verbally abused.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my mother and I have had some big fights over the years.
然后打，我觉得英文也，你肯定不能说 did you beat your kid up 或者什么，因为那个是很
yeah, did you hit your kid, spank your kid.
Or spank.对吧 ？Spank 就是打屁股那个。
Yeah, exactly. But no, neither of my parents did that.
基本上不骂不打
Never No No 打
就是我觉得对我觉得就这个你们的 discipline 就是你怎么管教小孩是吧就
对
中西还是挺不同的啊但你刚刚说你跟你妈妈也吵过很多架
Yeah I mean yeah, we've fought so many times We still fight We'll argue Because我已经跟你说了，他特别啰嗦。我给他打电话，他对，一直说什么什么什么，不想听。Say, Mom, you know a conversation 是两个人互相 you know, 交流，对吧？不就是 you know, 我一个人听你说的话。So like, you know, I mean, we still have some arguments sometimes, but.
顶嘴英文怎么说啊？
顶嘴 ，what to like?
Talk back.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't heard that one before.
所以你小时候比如你妈妈
I would talk back, yeah
对因为在中国我们觉得 talking back to your parents 小时候顶嘴也是很不好的 like you get into trouble for doing that、
yeah.
但在美国
It's 很正常
It's normal
It's quite 很普遍的 I think it's very common
就你爸妈不会说 How dare you talk to me that way You don't talk back to me
I mean No there were some times Where my mom would be like Oh I can't believe you said that Or my Well 外婆 My grandmother would say I can't believe You know you shouldn't say that To your mother But I don't know I guess because my mother Gave me the freedom To do things And to kind of think for myselfIf there were times where I thought she was wrong, I would let her know.
然后她也不会 upset, 她不会因此骂你，就你们两个会 debate, 会争论这件事情。
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
那你之前我们聊天你也说，你说你妈妈像一个孩子一样的，然后她特别是吧，就你好像 you're the more responsible one.
Yeah.
你这个是怎么表现？就 what kind of things do you I don't know, do you worry about her, the decisions she makes in her life, her health, 就这种
Yeah, all of the above, Jenny, all of the above, actually. You know, she's, 她今年是六十三岁了、so she's getting, you know, she's getting older, and, 她现在是一个人住的 you know, she's by herself, and, 她身体, you know, 情况, her body isn't super healthy, so, yeah, so there's some things that I worry about. So I think, you know, right now, I'm here in China, but maybe there's a good chance in the next however many years that I'll have to be closer, you know, at some point.
诶，那，我们很多时候觉得美国的父母嘛，就小孩可能大学毕业，或者上大学就 kick them out, 自己生活什么，然后就比较 independent 和我们中国人比。你跟你妈妈
No, not even. I mean, the thing is, even though my mom gave me the freedom to be, you know, whatever and whoever I wanted to be, you know, obviously the closer I am to her, that, you know, the happier she is. She loved having me around. So she did. I mean, I remember I moved off to college, actually when I was 17, and, you know, she cried, oh, I'm gonna miss you, you know, so like, you know, she wanted me around. It was never like, oh, you're old, get out now. yeah.
How often do you call her? 你跟她常打电话?
Usually, I mean, once or twice a week. You know, sometimes more, sometimes less. Lately, I've been having problems with my VPN, so that's actually...
Spencer 翻墙软件不行,跟妈妈打电话有问题。
Yeah.
You should get her to use WeChat.
Well, that's actually a problem. My mom doesn't have a 没有什么, you know,
智能手机没
有。对,没
有
智能手机,电脑也不会用。
但也没关系,你很快就回去。Spencer 接下来两周他要回美国、他就说、I need to go visit my mom.
Yeah,
so sweet.
Well, you know, 孝道这个概念我真 you know, I understand. Filial piety.
Filial piety, 孝道 Just love and respect your parents,
yeah,
your mom,
yeah,
对吧、好那我们今天最后呢就祝所有看英语的、听众们特别是年轻的妈妈们各种各样年龄的妈妈们、Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, 母亲节快乐。
对那我们今天升级版呢也有一个课就是特别有爱的母亲节特别的课程。希望大家喜欢好你对 Spencer 的这个母子关系美国的这个亲子关系有什么问题或者见解呢都欢迎在我们今天节目微信的留言里面跟我们分享、Thank you for listening and we'll see you next time
Bye guys